Hello, is this thing on? Hey y'all, and welcome back to the Align and Grow Rich podcast. I'm your host, Tedra Chanel. I know what you're thinking. I understand what you're thinking. Yes, it is me. Yes, it has been months. Yes, we are back. Now, I am very much under the weather, so I sound a little weird, but just know that's why, okay? So I wanted to just come on and chat. I always feel so bad. I feel so judged. I feel you guys judging me through the interwebs. Because it has been so long, and I know I've said all of this before, so I'm not even going to really go into my whole spiel. I'm going to just have to show y'all that we're back for real this time, okay? May 6th is the day that the podcast is going to be back in full effect, promise, okay? Season 2 is what we're going to call it. Season 2 of the Align and Grow Rich podcast. It has been a minute. For real. But we're coming back. So over the next couple of weeks, I plan on recording episodes out the yin yang, so that I can have them scheduled, uploaded. I know the last time we talked, I said I was going to try and salvage some of the podcasts that were recorded back in 2022. Yeah, I couldn't. So disregard. I do have plans to start yet another podcast. I know you're judging me. I understand. But I went on Amazon and I spent like hundreds of dollars on new equipment. I got a new mic. Hopefully y'all could tell the difference. Y'all better say y'all could tell the difference. You probably can't. Well, hopefully you can. But I went on Amazon a week or so ago and I ordered a new microphone. I ordered the one that all of the podcast girls have, which is a Shure mic. I got the tripod. I have this contraption that I can attach to the tripod that will hold my iPad. I got lights coming, like all the things, okay? Because I actually miss, there's so much that I used to do that I haven't done in like months, if not over a year. And I miss it so much. There are so many things that I miss. And so I said, you know, all of the excuses that I was making as to why I wasn't recording, I just nipped those in the bud. I'm like, I felt like my audio quality could be better. So I bought the damn mic. So anyway, I do have plans to start another podcast. Now, the other podcast is going to be very limited. I may limit it to 20 episodes. It's going to be very different from this one. It's going to be focused on Black real estate professionals because I have been wanting to start a real estate podcast for a number of years. I actually think I had it in my head to start the real estate podcast long before I started this one. And it just never came to fruition in the way that I wanted it to. And so recently I was like, I'm going to do it. So I have several professionals lined up to record over the next couple of weeks. And my hope and prayer is that May 6th, we go live for season 2 for Align and Grow Rich. And then May 8th will be the premiere of the other podcast. And I'm going to go ahead and give y'all the name of it. It's going to be called The Black Market. And if you understand, I mean, like, if you know, The Black Market. Like, if you know, you know. It has a double meaning. And so I'm really, really excited about that. So once it premieres and launches, I will definitely let you guys know over here. But make sure that you guys are following me on all socials so that you are abreast as to what's going on. Because especially on Instagram, because I do share first there for the most part. So that is that on that. Any life updates? Like I was beginning to say, I really got away from doing the things that I used to do, the rituals. Y'all remember, how many of y'all been around long enough to remember when I used to do money rituals and healing rituals and love rituals? Y'all remember that? So I actually, you know, it's so funny how quickly life's, you know, and we tend to forget so many things. And I don't know what triggered the memory. I can't remember, but something triggered the memory. No, I know what it was. I was scrolling the other day, looking for a particular screenshot, and I scrolled so far up that I started to see all of the testimonials from previous rituals. And I was like, oh my God, you know, and I was just reading testimonial after testimonial. And I was like, man, I have to get back into this. Like, I miss this. The amount of money that was manifested, the amount of healing that took place, the amount of love that was manifested. Like, what? And I had, you know, a very small role in it. I actually really missed that. So I do plan on, now I'm not going to be, y'all know I was doing rituals like every, oh my God, every week, sometimes a couple times a week. No, we ain't doing all that. Because I really don't want to get burnt out. And I think part of it was I was burnt out. And then another part of it was I was just mentally, spiritually, emotionally not there because of everything that I was going through at the time. But I will do two rituals, a money ritual and then some type of, money / road opening ritual. And then of course healing. Cause I believe that that's where everything starts. We got to get some healing and some clearing in there. So y'all be on the lookout for that. Make sure that you follow me on YouTube. And y'all know I typically post all the ritual stuff over on YouTube. So I should be gearing up to do that within the next couple of weeks. So I'm not even going to edit that out because it's 11 o'clock at night. I'm in my bed and I'm recording. Listen, y'all want this or not? Okay. I'm not even going to edit that out. I might edit that out, but I probably won't. So that's let me get something to drink. Hold on. So that's the update on that. And then my readings, I got away from doing my readings. I was just doing like stuff for my private clients, you know what I mean? But I've gotten away from that, took a break from that. And then reading actual books. Y'all know I'm the girl that would read a book every single week. And, you know, I work and I got really busy. And so I haven't been reading the way that I know I need to be reading. Self-development, y'all know, it's huge. So I'm in this mentorship group for real estate agents. And my mentor, Kiana, she started a book club. A book club for us. And the book of the month of April is Atomic Habits. So this is a book that I've had for over a year, and it was in my drawer. I bought it. It went viral last year. You know what I mean? I bought it, and I think I read the first page. And then, y'all know I have so many books. I buy books all the time. But I was buying more than I could actually read. And so, you know, she brought up this book. And I was like, oh my goodness, that's perfect, because I already have this book and I haven't read the book. So we brought out the book and started reading the book. And then I came to realize, like, I'm really behind. In order to finish the book with everybody else at the end of the month, I need to read like a chapter a day. And that is not a lot, okay? It is not. But I found myself kind of getting frustrated because I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't read today. I read two chapters yesterday, but I didn't read anything today, and I just felt like I was super behind. So instead of just kind of beating myself up about it, or, you know, I've been sick for a week and I didn't read at all. Obviously I'm asleep the whole time. So yesterday I decided to do something that I've always been against, and that is Audible. I said, I'm going to have to listen to the damn book at this point, because I know that I can listen to several chapters in a day versus sitting down and actually reading it, right? So I signed up for Audible, and today I had a lot of admin work. I've been off work for 5 days, and so I was, you know, I had over 200 emails to get through. I had, we have a system in property management. It's called NOC, and this is pretty much your lead system. So I had all of these leads that I need to follow up with, call, email, files. I had 15 files, leases that need to be generated, concessions that needed to be added, welcome letters that needed to be composed and email. I had a lot of admin work, right? So I actually left the office for an hour, went up into our chef's kitchen, and I put on the book. And I was able to listen to, I think, 5 chapters in the time that I was, you know, shooting off emails and whatnot. And so I felt really good about that. I'm like, okay, I was actually paying attention. I was actually, you know, grasping the information, all of the things. So that's something that I miss doing. Now, I'm definitely going to go back and actually read, you know, hold the book in my hand and actually read the book. But this is a great way for me to, you know, stay on track. But with all of that being said, welcome back to the Align and Grow Rich podcast. So the main reason that I brought up the book is because there were a couple of things that I want to remind you of, okay? Y'all know I've been teaching manifestation for a really long time at this point. And sometimes I think it's important to go back and remind you guys of the basics, because we all allow, you know, life to happen, and we get away from doing things that got us to where we are, right? We get away from the rituals. We get away from those daily routines, rituals, habits, because life changes, right? And sometimes you forget to do the things that got you to this place in the first place. Does that make sense? So one of those things that I want to remind you guys to get back to doing, just in case you've fallen off, right? One of the biggest shifts that you need to make in life when you are wanting to get into manifesting with ease, right, is identity transformation. Now, I developed this course, what, like a year and 2 years ago? And it's called Quantum Manifestor. Y'all remember that? Who has that course? Who has it? quantum manifester. I think I'm actually going to re-release that course. Not re-release, but put it back on the market. Well, I guess that's what re-release is, huh? I am going to put it back out there because I think I took it off of all websites and all the things, but still a very valuable, even though it's 2 years old, the information is timeless, right? So I think I'm going to put it back out in the marketplace, but I'm also thinking of like revamping it and turning it into like a 3-day mastermind or something like that. Maybe in the month of May, June, I'll put out the details for that. But anyway, whole point is, in Quantum Manifester, I'm teaching you how to shift your identity through identity transformation. That is the whole premise of Quantum Manifester. Hold on, y'all. Let me get something to drink. Ooh, child. This is rough. Doing all this talking and coughing, and y'all don't even know how many times I've paused the audio just to cough. Okay. Identity transformation. So this book, in chapter, I think this is chapter 2 or 3, goes a little bit into, it touches on, I should say, identity transformation. And I have this highlight that I want to read. It says, it's one thing to say, I'm the type of person who wants this. Marie, read that. It's one thing to say, I'm the type of person who wants this. It's something very different to say, I am the type of person who is this. The key to identity transformation is to fully and completely embody the person you want to be. You have to become the person before you become the person. I'm going to say that one more again. You have to become the person, meaning you have to take on that. I want you guys to think about it this way. I'm pretty sure we've all heard the term assuming someone's identity, right? Assuming someone's identity. We've all seen the Lifetime movie, child, where this crazy white woman, no shade, no tea, becomes obsessed with a lady, okay? She becomes obsessed with her lifestyle. She becomes obsessed with her career, her money, her family, the vacations that she takes, the car that she drives, the home that she lives in, her friendship circle. She becomes obsessed with all of it, right? And on the Lifetime movies, girl, what usually happens is the obsessed person finds a way into this woman's world, i.e. becoming the babysitter, or should I say the nanny, or becoming the housekeeper, or she'll join a club that this woman is a part of. She completely becomes obsessed. And then she'll start to do all of the things that this woman is doing. She'll start to take on her mannerisms. She'll start to dress like her. She'll go into her closet and steal her clothes. She'll start to speak like her. She embodies the energy of this person because she is obsessed with who this person is. And the next thing you know, you see these two women in the same room in very close proximity, and you can't even tell them apart. Because the obsessed woman has totally assumed the identity of this woman, with the hopes of getting rid of this woman and stepping right into her lifestyle, into her family, into the friend circle, into her career, her job, right? That's the same thing that you have to do when you want to become somebody different, when you want to live a different lifestyle, when you want to have different experiences, you also need to become obsessed with the person that you want to become. And that is going to help you embody the energy of that person. And it's going to help that transformation come to pass way faster. So how do you do that? You need to really think about the person that you want to become. What are her daily habits? What does she do every single day? What is her energy? What does she act like? How does she speak? How does she look? What are her health habits? What are her daily rituals? Right? Is she a pessimistic person? Probably not. What is her attitude like? Is she emotionally intelligent? Right? You have to figure out what type of energy this person has. And then you need to compare it to who you are right now. And whatever doesn't line up, you need to do what it's going to take in order to line up with the energy of the person that you want to become. It truly has to become an obsession. It truly has to be something that you are intentional about every day of your life, every waking moment of your life. The person that I am today, the life that I live today, I dreamed about 10 years ago. I scripted about 10 years ago, 5 years ago, right? I visualized. I saw myself here before I actually got here. Another thing that I want you guys, y'all have heard me say this before, but just in case you're new here, the manifestation already exists. The manifestation has already happened, right? The home already exists. The car already exists. The person that you want to become already exists. So you don't have to create. You don't have to be a magician, because it already exists. You're already experiencing this in a different timeline, right? So why can't you have the same experience here? You can. Stop making it hard. Don't make it difficult. Don't make it harder than what it really is. The life, the person that you want to be already exists. You just have to become so obsessed with this person, with this the energy of this person. And the more that you do that, the quicker that you do that, the quicker you're going to see your life change. It truly is an obsession. I had to get to that point where I became upset. Like, in my delusional mind, honey, I was Delulu. I was the queen of Delulu. Y'all have heard my story a million times before. I don't have to retell it, do I? So for those of you who have been around for years, y'all know I'm not lying. Because so many of you all have really truly gone with me on this journey. Become obsessed. You have to assume the identity of the woman, of the man that you want to become. That is all that I have. This is really just supposed to be a little chit chat. It wasn't even supposed to be a learning and teachable moment, but it always ends up being right. I really just wanted to come on and say, hey girl, hey, hey boy, hey. And I wanted to give you an update. I did not forget about y'all. I miss y'all. And we back. Okay. We are back. I do plan on rebranding just a little bit. Align and Grow is not going anywhere. The concept, the name, none of that is going anywhere. But I think we're going to refresh. So May 6th is the date, 5/6. you guys are going to see that, and I'm excited about it. Season two, we will be inviting guests on. Our very first guest is going to be a woman who is going to teach. Is her? I just love when people they really find their niche. When they find their, basically, she's a real estate agent and she's a master manifester, and she takes her clients through, I don't know, she's going to teach us on the podcast. I was actually looking for real estate agents for the black market, and she is not black. Okay. So I was like, you know, I don't know that you're going to be a great fit for the black market. But once she told me, you know, what she does, I was like, oh my God, Alina Grow Rich all day, girl, all day. So I'm really excited. So we are going to be recording Friday. And so maybe that might be the first episode of season two. It's going to be so dope. So she's going to teach us how to manifest. Oh, amen. I'm excited about that. For so many reasons, but y'all know one of my most viewed videos on YouTube is me sharing how I manifested my first luxury apartment. That video still gets views every day. I told like the short version of how I did that on TikTok, and it is my most viewed TikTok video. So it means a lot. So, with that being said, you know, we have some really dope, guests lined up for Align and Grow Rich. Girl, I'm going to go and rest my vocal cords and try to throw this episode up. It is not going to be edited. Amen. It is not. I'm going to throw this thing up right now because I am so sick and tired of y'all bullying me for these episodes. No, I appreciate the accountability. I really, really do. So we're back. We will probably not be back on Monday, but the following Monday should be the 6th, and we're going to be back in business. All right. So as we always say at the end of every episode, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Until next time, go out and manifest some epic shit. Bye.